Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13. This is the description of the Rathyatra Court. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rathyatra Court. The card appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rathyatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front-page photo caption, "ISKCON Rathyatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson, and it can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rathyatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car a rival to the Nelson Monument. Continuing. Shatta Shatta Suchamara Darpane Ujala Upare Pataka Shobe Chandoya Nimala. The decorations, including bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastime of the Rathyatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister, Subhadra, and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. Pancha Dasha Dina Ishwara Mahalakshmi Lai Tandra Sange Krida Koila Nibritta Vishya. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Prabhupada's short purport. The 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibritta, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride in the Rathyatra car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that, as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakya and Parakya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Prakiras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Swakiras, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parakiras. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakiras is superior to his pleasure in Swakiras. In the material world, parakiras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affairs is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The parakiras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The parakiras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. Sukshma svita balo pate punera sama dui dike dota saba yena brindavana. The white fine sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked like just like those of Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his cart and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as the goaders, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees, and with his own hand he decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri Ara Bharati Brahmananda Sri Haste Chandanapan Badile Ananda. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Adwaita Charja Ara Prabhu Nityananda Sri Hastasparse Dunhara Hoila Ananda. Similarly, when Adwaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. Kirtaniya Gane Dila Malya Chandana Swarupa Srivas Yanhan Mukya Dvijana. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Shivas Thakur. Chari Sampadaye Hoila Chabisha Gayana Dui Duri Mardangika Hoila Astajana. There were altogether four parties in each of kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Nityananda Dvaita Haridasa Vakeshware Chari Jane Agyadila Ritya Kabare Karibare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Adwaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vakeshwar Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govindadatta, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindanandana. Adwaitacharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Srila Prabhupada's short purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govindadatta, Raghava Pandit, and Govindanandan. Sri Adwaitacharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Subhananda, and Rama Pandit. And Sri Ram Pandit, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikant and Balavasen, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. In the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. This party was composed of Vasudev, this is Prabhupada's purport, Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Srikant, and Balavasen, the senior Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. The two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vikesha Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kalinagram, and Ramanand and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Atutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party, yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sound or musical instrument other than the Sankirtan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And there is more wonderful pastimes to hear about the dancing and chanting in front of Lord Jagannath, the Rath Yatra with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we shall continue to hear about this very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.